Hi, this is Kaylee Broderick from Adelphi Women's Club. Oh,
that was so close.
Corey, she said Domino's.
She said it's Kaylee.
She said Domino's.
She said it's Kaylee from Domino's. What do you want?
Do I just say it again? Yeah. Okay. Hi, this is Kaylee Broderick from Adelphi Women's Lacrosse listening. Oh, my God. I'm not listening. I'm talking.
You're listening.
Oh, I was doing so good before
national
I was practicing.
Champion.
Oh, okay,
national
okay,
champion.
Yeah. Hi, this is Kaylee Broderick, national champion from Adelphi Women's Lacrosse, and you're listening to Mike Kaplan 100 podcast.
Perfect.
That was good.
I think. When it's red, it's recording. Ralph, when it's red, it's recording, right?
The Mike Kaplan 100 podcast has been brought to you by RefereeRant.com. This is our craft. This is our skill. This is our voice. We have something to say. Referee Rant was conceived by a lowly official, me, looking to make side money on the weekend. Not that he didn't take it serious. He never thought of it as a skill, a craft, right there for the taking to master. Flag football turned into softball, softball to lacrosse, then basketball. Football, soccer, baseball soon followed. We're on the field. We're on the court. You may ref better than us, but you can't write like us. You might write better than us, but you can't ref like us. Marrying art and officiating. Find us at RefereeRant.com.
Fight!
Welcome to the Mike Kaplan 100 podcast. I'm Mike Kaplan, owner of East Fitness Training, high school basketball coach, and pro performance specialist. I'm here interviewing athletes who are sharing their stories and journeys about taking their talents to the next level. Today's guest, we have Kaylee Broderick, Harborfield star, Adelphi National Lacrosse champion. How are we doing, Kaylee?
Pretty good. How about you?
I'm doing pretty good. What's been going on? What's it like now at Adelphi in your senior year, right? It's your senior year with everything going on with the coronavirus pandemic.
It's been pretty different. I would say the biggest difference is our lift. We have to go outside instead of inside, so it's more running-based rather than like muscular strength. And as a defender, I kind of prefer the muscular strength part, so glad to be back here for that. We get tested every month. We can only practice for an hour and a half, but besides that, we're pretty much back to normal.
Wild, definitely a different experience. Well, now it's your senior year. You guys didn't get to play last year. What are they saying now for either this coming season, or do you have an extra year? What are your plans, you know, with all those rules that are happening?
So as of right now, I had a meeting with my coaches. We do have a season coming up. It's six teams, and you play them twice. So it's 12 games, regular season, and then hopefully a tournament as long as everything goes well. I do have my fifth year, so I am going to take it and play in my grad school year. So I am definitely looking forward to that.
When would the season normally start, and when is it going to start now?
Usually we go back for preseason end of January, and this year we're probably going to go end of February.
Wow. So, I mean, when you were younger, did you... You know, what were your initial goals for lacrosse? Did you ever think you'd win a national championship? What age did you really start playing lacrosse? And when did you really take it serious where, you know, you had this dream of playing at the next level?
Originally, I was actually a big soccer player, played internationally when I was younger. So it was definitely later on for me that I decided lacrosse was going to be my thing. I didn't start travel until ninth grade, and then I committed to Adelphi my 10th grade year. So it's really only 1 year of travel. So definitely ninth grade was when I definitely turned it on for college.
That's great. And now, you know, here you are senior year, you won a national championship. What was that whole experience like before the season? Was that the team's goal? And then as you kept winning, you know, what was it like with the pressure just being on you guys?
So my freshman year, we were supposed to win because we'd won the year before. So we ranked one all year long. Then we had a big upset. We lost pretty early on in the conference. So my sophomore year, we definitely all had that goal to just keep going no matter what. I would say after conference, we lost the first round of conference, so we were out. So we were definitely really nervous, but we thankfully got the bid. And then it was just kind of game on since then. And we ended up pulling out a big win against Lemoyne. We wanted to triple overtime and then went on to win both games for the Final Four National Championship, which was unbelievable.
Yeah, I can only imagine. That's super exciting. Did you lose? So you lost the year that you won the national championship. Did you have any losses that year?
We lost two games in the regular season. the first round of conference. So three losses total.
Wow. So as you guys were rolling, it was, you know, kind of becoming more realistic that you had a chance of winning the whole thing. Once you won your tournament and you advanced, did you guys have, or you personally or the team, have any like wild superstitions?
Yeah, I got my lucky spandex, lucky sports bra, lucky socks, everything. Every game day, I wear the same pair.
Yeah. So, I mean, I guess you won the conference and you probably rolled out. I mean, I wonder how many wins you guys had in a row that year. So I'm sure it definitely got superstitious as far as what you guys did to keep winning. You know, now that you're back home, we'll be working out again now to get you ready for your senior year. What would you say? Well, I guess we started when? How old are you when you started? 2 years?
Yeah, 2 to 3 years ago.
Do you remember that first time that me and you worked out together?
Yeah, because I had always been at Sousa, and then I showed up and you were there. I had no idea what to expect. But I don't know, since you've been here, the vibes are definitely, it's more relaxing, more fun. It makes it easier to work out and go harder because you don't have to worry about everything else.
Yeah, I mean, you're definitely one of the hardest working athletes that we have in here. So I think it's great when you're in here too, when the younger kids or younger girls that play lacrosse, you know, have a chance to work out with you. One, because, you know, you have the experience, you won a national championship, and, you know, you prove it while you're working out. You go hard for every exercise we do. That being said, what would you say is your least favorite thing doing here and then your favorite?
My least favorite was after quarantine, you made those, like, you do, like, the 12 burpees, 12 push-ups, 10 burpees. There that was go. Definitely my least favorite, and plate pushers for sure. And then I think my favorite is, I don't know, like, the bands in the back, like, yeah, the resistance work. Prints.
Yeah, yeah. When you came after quarantine, we did some fun exercises where we just had a lot of them, and we were just going down reps every two reps, every three exercises we did, I believe. That was that was definitely a lot of fun. So would you say, being your senior year, with everything going on, what would be like the most challenging thing, I guess, during the quarantine and now, just, you know, not really knowing whether you are going to play, if we're not going to play, just the whole process of the unknown? What is that like, you know, to stay ready and, you know, being limited on what you can do and what you can't do?
Definitely in the beginning of quarantine, it was definitely really hard. I went from practice every single day and lifting basically every single day to then like literally nothing. My parents were pretty strict because I was in the hospital for COVID for 2 weeks, so I wasn't able to go do anything for those like 2 weeks. So I got home and I wasn't allowed to leave the house, you know, couldn't run, couldn't do anything. Then once I kind of convinced them to, you know, ease up a little bit, I was able to run on my own, but definitely couldn't do, it was all body weight stuff, kind of hard to maintain everything with when it's just that, you go from everything to nothing.
Right.
I mean, since then, obviously, I was here like every day after that over the summer, so I definitely got that back. And now that I'm playing again, it's still limited, but hopefully we'll be back to everything soon.
So that's, I mean, what was that whole experience like, having COVID, being, you know, in the hospital? What did you feel? What was that whole experience like?
Being in the hospital was definitely scary. I was in the middle of a test and I couldn't breathe all of a sudden. And it was the day before we left for Florida. So my housemates rushed me to first, like, just the on-school doctor. They couldn't do anything. Rushed to urgent care, they couldn't do anything, and then I went to the hospital. And it was back in February, so it was still pretty early for COVID, so they didn't think it was. So they just said I had a virus in my heart and kind of just sat in the hospital for 3 days.
What did you, how did you feel? Was it?
My symptoms was like, it felt like an elephant was sitting on my chest. Like, I couldn't get up, couldn't sit up, couldn't do anything. It was definitely scary, and my teammates left for Florida because that was our big season opener. So I was stuck kind of just in the hospital room by myself. My parents were working, so it's definitely a very different situation.
Well, thank God you're out. Thank God you're feeling better.
Thank you.
You're back working hard. Like I said, you know, a lot of these younger kids that are in here look up to you, you know, being a senior now at Adelphi, winning a national championship because of your work ethic. What would you, you know, what advice would you give to a younger athlete, you know, any sport really, from, you know, going through the practices that, you know, were brutally hard, going through the strength workouts here that were extremely difficult, you know, the ups and downs, and, you know, just since you went through the whole process, you know, almost being done with your career, what advice would you give, you know, somebody just starting out?
I would say never give up and remember you always love the game because there's a reason you want to play. Obviously, it gets hard. I remember back in middle school, I didn't make, like, any of the middle school teams. Like, basketball, I remember, didn't make it. Lacrosse, I didn't play for a while. So I think since I never gave up and I learned to love it as I kept improving, it's just now it's so natural. I can't imagine lacrosse and sports like not in my life.
Yeah, I mean, you know, playing at such a high level, you know, so much pressure. It's so exciting for you now being at, you know, I guess the end of your college career. Is it different now that you kind of know, you know, much more than maybe an incoming freshman? Do you have a totally different role now? You're the captain of the team.
Yeah.
What, you know, what is that like versus when you were a freshman? You know, now you're kind of teaching these kids what to do.
Yeah, it's definitely different seeing the freshmen and, like, seeing how lost they are sometimes. You know, like, we say a drill and they have no idea what it is. And, like, you think back and, like, that was you.
Right.
So I definitely like to help everyone out a little bit more than I used to. And definitely now as captain, like, it's my job now to help everyone. So it's definitely a very different perspective, but it's one I, like, wouldn't trade, obviously.
Right. Now, going into your this season, are you guys, what's the preseason ranking for Adelphi? Did that come out or?
Not yet. We're assuming it's going to be what the standings were at the beginning of last season, like same kind of preseason. So we're assuming we're number one since we won sophomore year, but obviously anything can happen with that.
Right. I mean, so now that we're home, we're going to get started, we're going to work. What do you really want to focus on this off season to, you know, really prepare you for second to last season?
Definitely want to get my strength up again. Over the summer, you know, coming every day, like, I felt so strong, and then going back to nothing for a little bit was kind of hard. So definitely that. Definitely want to get my agility back and my footwork going.
There you go. I mean, I'm excited to get back going. Hopefully you get your second natty chip and maybe a third next year. So we're going to go through, we're going to call it Keep It 100, series of questions, rapid fire. I'm going to say two different things, and you just tell me which one you like better.
Okay.
You ready to go?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Long distance or sprints?
Sprints.
TikTok or Instagram?
Right now, TikTok.
There you go. So you can, she's going to go TikTok viral. AirPods or Beats?
Beats.
Nike or Under Armour?
Nike.
Spotify or Apple Music?
Spotify.
Squats or lunges?
Squats.
Winter or summer?
I like winter.
Really?
Yeah, I like the snow.
There you go. FaceTime or text?
FaceTime.
Ed Sheeran or Justin Bieber?
Oh, God. Ed Sheeran.
Do you not like either one?
Not really.
What about J. Cole or Drake?
Drake.
What would be your favorite late night snack?
I think Domino's.
Really?
And, like, pizza bagels, yeah.
That's actually, you're the second person to say that. So maybe that's going to start being a trend here, Domino's. Jeez, I haven't had Domino's since college. What do you get again? What do you eat? What do you get at Domino's?
It's like a large pie.
Oh,
I split it with my housemates.
But it's got to be like 2 a.m.
Yeah.
That's great. I just want to thank you, Kaylee, for being on the Mike Kaplan 100 podcast. I appreciate you sharing your words of wisdom to these younger athletes. Hopefully you get a second national championship, maybe a third on your post-grad year. Good luck, and thank you for being on the show.
Yeah, thank you for having me.